3 o'clock, and something is happening at Zingerman's Roadhouse. Join us as we broadcast from the corner of Stadium and Jackson, or simply sit back for the next hour and enjoy the sizzling local flavor. It's time for Radio Free Bacon, Ann Arbor's first live radio variety show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a unique entertainment experience. A radio show so different it has a flavor all its own. Live from Zingerman's Roadhouse on the west side of Ann Arbor, it's Radio Free Bacon. Radio Free Bacon, serving up the sizzling radio fun as we hang out with friends and neighbors and listen to the town's tastemakers, tale tellers, and song singers. Radio Free Bacon, live with an audience the way it's supposed to be. With music provided by RFB Music Director Terry Farmer and the Roadhouse Revival Band. And today we're thrilled to have Judy McGovern here from the Ann Arbor News. She covers city council and we'll talk to her about the issue that has everybody walking on eggshells. Chickens. Plus Kevin Dahm is here from the Roadhouse to tell us about an upcoming celebration of the foods of the great Midwest. And of course, let's not forget today's special musical guest, Michael Waite. So, if you're part of our live audience, you better settle in for a great time. If you're listening elsewhere, what are you doing? You'd better get to Zingerman's Roadhouse before the fire marshal says we're full and locks you out. And now, please welcome Radio Free Bacon's co-host and co-creator, Jimmy Mack.
All right, welcome to Radio Free Bacon, everybody. We're all about live, local, Ann Arbor fun. This is going to be a real experience for everyone. Nothing virtual about it. We're glad to have you out here. It's got 66 degrees. We can feel the breeze on our back, Peter, right? And this is a real place, a real audience. And all of you are here with us, and we're happy to have you. It's the first day of June, so we're going to celebrate that in fine fashion. Peter.
And you know, we wouldn't be here without the fine support of some very special people. We call them our Radio Free Bacon full flavor sponsors. So we're going to send some big thanks out today.
That's right. We got Eden Foods, pure food since 1968.
Sessie Motors, providing the wheels to bring home the bacon.
And we got Plum Market, natural, organic, local, and specialty items right here in Ann Arbor now.
Bank of Ann Arbor, helping Radio Free Bacon serve up slabs of fun.
And Cherry Creek Cellars, premium quality, handcrafted, award winning wine from Michigan.
Orion Automotive. Orion Automotive is loving Ann Arbor's car since 1994, and of course, do you smell bacon?
I do. It's cooking right here on the patio, folks.
So Newski's Applewood smoked bacon is right here. Mmm, that's good bacon. And we do have samples for you this week, so you can check out just how tasty a radio show can be.
Yeah, in fact, if you're driving on your car here not too far from the Westgate Center, you can smell the bacon. Stop on by. We've got a great lineup of music from the Roadhouse Revival Band. Some great guests, so come on over. Right here again at the Westgate Center Stadium in Jackson Roads, and we're going to be on the air till 4 o'clock. And then what we always do here is our afterglow where there's a lot of goodies, and we're going to have Radio Free Bacon t-shirts for you and some nice surprises. So hang out with us if you're listening at home and you want to come on down. We will be here, and we'd like to have you out here on this great Sunday afternoon. For some of you who are listening on the web, we had some people writing from even overseas last week. We can take your emails at radiofreebacon altogether at gmail.com, and we'll be reading some of those emails right here on the radio, right?
And of course, we always have our Radio Free Bacon question of the week. Now, today our theme is We Know What to Do. So you're scratching your heads. We do? Of course we do. We'd like to hear the top three things that we know we need to do, especially locally, but they could also be nationally or globally. Put it on the cards that we're passing around and get those into us. And as you folks jot down your answers for what we need to do, enjoy the talents of RFB's own Roadhouse Revival Band under the direction of Terry Farmer. Sitting in today, please welcome Michael Waite joining the Roadhouse Band.
Thank you. We used to say I could walk all night. We could and we did. Down the gravel roads to the tiny town, and the door's always open. Now we say I can walk all night, but it's not true. We can't walk all night, no, because we don't want to. We want a bed and a blanket, some light breakfast sometime tomorrow. A bed and a blanket, some light breakfast sometime tomorrow. And we're singing now, hey, 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 who would have thunk it? Hey, 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 hey. We used to say we could eat a horse. We could and we did. Fast food joints in the middle of someplace, on the way to someplace else. Now we say I can eat a horse, but it's not true. We can't eat a horse, no, because we don't want to. We want something from the cookbook that do under the great graphics. Something from the cookbook, that new one with the great graphics. And we're singing now, hey, 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 hey. I never have any money, long as I have my sweet honey in a shack in the woodland. Now we say I don't care if I don't have money. It's not true. We can't live without money, no, because we don't want to. We want one of those, two of those. Oh, that one looks pretty neat. Wrap it up, put it on my MasterCard, put it on my Visa. And we're singing now, hey, 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 who would have thunk it? Hey, 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 who would have thunk it? We used to say, I don't care if I never grow old. Gonna flame, gonna burn, take one last turn and be gone like James Dean. Now we don't say that, it's too late to die young. So we sit at the table long after supper with the good wine. And we're singing now, hey, 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 hey. Who would have thunk it?
Live from Zingerman's Roadhouse, this is Radio Free Bacon.
Live radio from Zingerman's Roadhouse at the corner of Jackson and Stadium. Come on out, folks. We have just started. If you're listening on the air on 107.1, I'm Rob Reinhardt. I'm another person involved with this team.
Hanging out on the patio on a beautiful Sunday afternoon. Boy, We have been fortunate with this weather out here.
So far, so good.
We've also been fortunate with some wonderful guests. And please, how about a big, warm bacon welcome for Judy McGovern, City Hall reporter from the Ann Arbor News. Hey, Judy.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming out today.
It's great to be here.
Well, we pulled you away from the garden. I know that.
You did.
But we had to do it because there is a particular issue that is burning up the Ann Arbor landscape.
Rob, it's all about the eggs.
It's all about the eggs. Why don't you go ahead and tell us briefly what the issue is in case people don't know what is going on at City Council?
After a few months of discussing some changes in our ordinances to allow people to keep some hens in their backyard, our City Council is going to take this on Monday night.
They are.
Coming Monday. That's tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Okay. This is about the ability to raise chickens.
So only four.
Only four chickens.
Only four hens, Rob.
Oh, I'm sorry, four hens.
Roosters are out.
Roosters are out. This is so they can get fresh eggs.
Yes, sir.
So what do the two sides have to say to one another here?
Not that much.
Are they squabbling?
Steve Kunzelman from the 3rd Ward was the gentleman who brought this up. He's quite enthusiastic about it, but not all his colleagues are.
Well, I have to ask, how many of you out here in our Radio Free Bacon audience have ever had the pleasure of walking out first thing in the morning, grabbing fresh eggs from under a hen, coming in, and cooking them up?
There's one.
Nothing like it.
Wow.
Haywood Banks, how are you, buddy? There's nothing like it, and I can see what they're asking for here in Ann Arbor, and I can also understand the limitation on no roosters because they can get pretty vocal, right?
Apparently. It is important to a lot of people. It seems to be an intersection of whimsy meets local food and the sort of local war movement, but we've received a lot of interesting email from people.
Could you share some of those with us, Judy? I think that'd be hilarious to hear what people actually have to say on this issue.
Well, of course, there are people who think this is a very poor idea and who advise us that there's a serious odor problem. Another person writes that this is a terrible waste of time for the city. But we had an email from a woman who's the director of Asian and Comparative Laws at Columbia Law School, who's thinking of relocating, and she urgently wanted to know if we would allow backyard chickens because that seemed to be
a major deciding factor in her decision
to come to Ann Arbor.
So if they don't allow them, that's the deal breaker? She's not coming?
Berkeley will get her.
Berkeley will get her instead.
So as a reporter, are you allowed to express your opinion in an editorial, or are you reserving that till after tomorrow?
Luckily, we have an editorial board to take on the hens.
Well, hey, tomorrow night, City Council, are they actually voting on it tomorrow night?
That's expected to happen, yes.
Are there a lot of communities that do this successfully?
A good number do, Rob. This ordinance that they'll be talking about tomorrow night is actually modeled on one in Madison. I think they've had that in place for 3 or 4 years.
Yep.
Chicago, New York City, a surprising number of places, perhaps.
You can raise chickens in Chicago.
You can.
Interesting.
Outside on the outskirts, you know, maybe Libertyville and places like that. Downtown Chicago, real estate's at a premium for chickens, you know.
Even for chickens.
So should we do a bacon straw poll here and ask our audience how they... how many are pro-chicken here on the patio? All right. How about the con side? No clucking in your neighborhood. Oh, my.
Looks like if we take the vote from here.
Throw eggs.
Well, how about a big thank you to Judy McGovern for coming out and sharing with us today not only radio-free bacon, but we'll call it radio-free bacon and eggs.
Thanks very much.
Of course, we got to take a quick step back nostalgia-wise. listening. How many people remember this?
For another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
Live from Zingerman's Roadhouse, this is Radio Free Bacon.
Thank you, Terry.
Thanks again to Judy McGovern for coming out and sharing some patio time with us here with all our bacon buddies. Once again, please welcome back Jimmy Mack as we
Thank you, Peter.
A sizzling Sunday afternoon
it's
here.
It's beautiful, folks. If you're driving in your car, you're listening at home, come on over here, Zingerman's Roadhouse, right here near the Westgate Center in Ann Arbor, Michigan, the only place that you'd want to be on this Sunday afternoon, first day of June.
And you know, a lot of people are sticking around. They're staying home because of, well, shall we say, excessive gas prices. Anybody filled up lately and had pump shock? Ouch.
I did it. $4.08 yesterday, and that was mid-grade.
Wow.
That's cheap.
That is. I want to find out where you're headed. You know, a lot of people are hanging around home. They're calling them staycations. Have you guys heard that term? It's a new term that they were talking about on the news the other day, staycations. People aren't spending all the...
Is that something you do with your stimulus cash from the government?
Staycation. There you go.
Buy your gas, right?
Uh-huh. You bring it home. You guys are having a little form of a staycation right here on the patio at Zingerman's. Rob, you heard any...
Well, we are the entertainment headquarters for staycations, so you don't have to go far. Does anybody have plans this summer that does not take them much farther than their neighborhood, their city, city limits, county line, that they could share with us? We want you to think about that. We do.
How many people are planning on sticking closer to home for their vacations and just hanging out on the farm or maybe the house in the woods? I know our special guest, Michael Waits, has a nice little hideaway that he'll be sharing with us. Well, he's not going to invite us up, but he'll be talking about it a little bit. So,
how about some music for Michael?
Music? I think we should.
You want to do some music? You folks ready for some music? Yeah. Okay, so let's do it, folks. Let's welcome our special musical guest of the day with a hot bacon welcome for Michael Waits in our own Roadhouse Revival Band.
Taste in the air was just right. I swear it was more than I could drink. Take me out for a walk. We'll take off our shoes and look for the morning. I don't even care if we talk. This day just gets better by the blink. Doing there, 'cause I heard them whisper your name in the breaking of the cool, slow-moving air. answer in the water. Let it fall white on the path before me, and I will see joy's beautiful daughter on the other side of an ocean of mystery. Get out of bed. The world is in constant revolution. That's what the preacher said. He heard the chicka-chimers ring. Take me out in the snow. We'll glide over hills and drift through the meadows, and only the sleepy bears will know whether I whistle or I sing.
Michael Waite, live from Zingerman's Roadhouse. You're listening to Radio Free Bacon. More coming up from Michael, so stay with us for that. We're keeping with the theme here. Just another beautiful Sunday on the patio at Zingerman's Roadhouse. And our question of the day happens to be, we know what to do. We wanted people to jot down three things that you know need to be done, either locally, regionally, or nationally. We're going to be sharing some of your answers right now. Where are we, James? Where are we located?
We are right here, folks, in Ann Arbor, Michigan. I sometimes call it Planet Ann Arbor to my friends around the world. So we're happy that you're here. Jackson and Stadium, folks, come on out. It's a special place, and we're going to have a great time this afternoon right here on Ann Arbor's 107.1 as well, broadcasting live, and we're on the Internet, too. So,
and if you're stuck at home for some reason, or maybe you ended up at work today, and you can't join us live, you can drop us an email at radiofreebacon@gmail.com. So let us know you're out there. Also, we wouldn't be Radio Free Bacon without Newskies stopping by, fresh samples. Sarah's over there cooking them up for you. How do you like your bacon? Extra crispy?
Crispy.
Chewy?
I like it broadcasted over the air.
I like mine free.
Radio Free Bacon. We are Radio Free Bacon, coming to you live from Zingerman's Roadhouse, and we got some thank yous to pass along today.
That's right. We've got to thank the whole staff. We got Kevin and the team here today. Kevin Dunn, I want to raise your arm, Kevin. All right. We got Amanda, Shay, Steve, Nicole. Ari's with us, too. Ari Weinzweig is going to join us a little bit later on, telling us about an event coming up here at the Roadhouse. Also, we are on Ann Arbor's 107.1. John Bomberino right here, folks. Live right here on the patio. Chris Amell from 107.1 and the whole team there here at the Roadhouse. We're happy to be part of your exciting, happening place here in Ann Arbor.
And you know at Bacon, we're all about live music, and it is fabulous music. Upcoming musical guest on RFB, June 8th. Next week, we'll be here with special musical guest, the Chosen Few Gospel Choir. We'll be rocking this place, so stop on by for that. June 15th brings the Hummingbirds back here to Radio Free Bacon. June 22nd, our theme is going to be Water of Love, where we'll have some special musical guests for you. And June 29th, We wrap up this run with a spectacular show. Peter Suave and the Carpe Diem String Quartet will be here. You don't want to miss any of our musical guests coming up. But right now, it's time to share more from today's special musical guest, sitting in with the Roadhouse Revival Band. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, please welcome Michael Waite.
Well, darling, I know that it makes you mad when I'm so far away. I've been cold, I've been bad, but believe me when I say I want to make it right. I want to make it right. I want to make it right with you, baby, here tonight. Take my little hand, we'll walk out on the sand. Way out on the beach, we'll release till we reach the land of peace and delight. I want to make it right. I long to be the man that you're dreaming of tonight. Don't you be afraid, pretty lady, 'cause all my mind is made, and you got to know I wanna make it right. Skinny as a tree, but my love is as fat as a baby bumblebee. I know I hurt you, dear, but let me have your ear, 'cause whenever you're near, it's as clear as a mirror in the middle of the sea. I wanna set you free and lift you like the wind underneath the chickadee. Don't you be afraid, my pretty lady, 'cause all my mind is made, and you got to know I wanna make it right. Trifling and lazy, but I'm down on my knees, and I wanna make it right. I wanna make it right. I wanna take this thing and make it sound alright. I wanna make it slow and groovy, just like an old movie. Oh, baby, you know I want.
Live from Zingerman's Roadhouse, you're sizzling with Radio Free Bacon.